Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
During U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan's annual address to the Alaska State Legislature, he shared some updates on the proposed Alaska LNG project. The project is intended to be led by the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation. The hope is that this project will have the ability to supply the state with natural gas for years to come.
My team and I have been working hard to minimize federal risks and maximize international opportunities for a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to Tidewater that would provide affordable, abundant, clean-burning Alaska natural gas for generations to come and transform our state.
If the project were to undergo construction, it would take natural gas and transport it 800 miles through a pipeline from the North Slope to Nikiski to be liquefied and exported. The proposed cost of the pipeline would be upwards of $40 billion. However, the estimate has not been reevaluated for several years. The project was overtaken by the state back in 2016, following the North Slope oil companies refusing to spend any additional money on the project. Sullivan expresses how a project like this would benefit Alaskans for the future, just as it has in the past. He reminds the legislature of the looming natural gas shortage in Cook Inlet back in 2011. The situation seemed to be so dire that the city of Anchorage began practicing brownout situations.
Some doomsdayers said that the only solution back then was to import natural gas from Canada and Mexico. But we didn't allow that to happen. We united together as a state. The legislature, with the Cook Inlet Recovery Act, by the way, that was 60-0, the executive branch and the private sector, and we came up with a bold plan to incentivize Cook Inlet exploration and production, and it worked.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. Two individuals have been found dead in Nikiski due to a suspected drug overdose. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An Alaska wildlife trooper made a startling discovery in Nikiski Sunday, February 25th, when he happened across two deceased individuals in a parked vehicle near Hedberg Lake. Initial investigation indicates the two died of a drug overdose. According to AST Detachment A Commander Captain Mike Zweifel, the Soldotna wildlife trooper was on patrol late Sunday afternoon when he discovered the vehicle with the two dead inside.
Our AWT troopers out checking ice fishermen on the local lakes, and when he went down to Hedberg Lake, he found this vehicle kind of tucked off into a corner, went and checked on it, and found the two deceased people inside the vehicle. He saw obvious signs of drug use that was going on within the vehicle, and at that time, they were already deceased.
Once the two were discovered by the wildlife trooper, investigators from the major crimes and drug units were dispatched to the scene. An exact time of death has not yet been established, but it is assumed the two died sometime Sunday, since troopers were able to determine roughly how long the vehicle had been parked near Hedberg Lake.
So we know the vehicle was probably there since about 5 in the morning, that morning on Sunday. And again, our AWT trooper found it about 4:20 in the afternoon.
If there is a specific drug tied to the potential overdose, that determination will not be made until crime scene data returns from a lab analysis. An investigation into the deaths is ongoing. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai City Council made an easy decision on Wednesday, February 21st, to appropriate donated funds to the Kenai Animal Shelter. The ordinance is specifically designed to accept donations for the care of animals residing at the shelter. According to the ordinance, the Kenai Animal Shelter recently received monetary donations from over 20 donors, totaling to approximately $2,600. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.